And a warm welcome to Mornay.
A very good morning. It's blustery out here in Cape Town, but we've had some spectacular sunsets this last week. For any of you who've maybe missed them, you must go out and have a look, because the weather has just been right. It's just been in the mix. The sunsets have been absolutely spectacular. And with that comes obviously a wonderful splash of color in the evenings. And I was thinking on the way to the studio this morning, what can we chat about? What is the plant that springs to mind when you're looking for color in your garden at this time of the year? Because that's sort of what we tend to focus on. On Saturday mornings, especially this time of the year, is what can you do? What can you bring into the garden? And then I was thinking, you know, one of the most well-known type of plants worldwide is your daisy. Now, your Agaranthum frutescens, which is a specific species of daisy, is very well known. It's an easy garden plant and sometimes overlooked, because I think we just take it for granted that daisy bushes are always around. But taking into consideration all the incredible hybrids and the advances that have made in flower colors and flower form, it's certainly a plant that needs to be re-looked at when you go down to your garden center, especially if you are looking for that strong splash of color at this time of the year. And that's the one thing about the Agaranthums, is that they have masses and masses of flower, and flower continuously right throughout the year. And they really do enjoy our Mediterranean climate here in Cape Town. They prefer growing in frost-free areas. A bout of heavy cold will always damage them, because they are soft leaves. And taking into consideration that they, where they come from is the island of Madeira. So we have a similar type of climate. And if you think of the meaning of the daisy flower, can be purity, innocence, new beginnings, joy, and cheerfulness. And in the Victorian era, daisy symbolized innocence, loyalty, and the ability to keep things secret. And if you're an avid watcher of Bridgerton, then you will know why they have so many daisy flowers in there. Just a tip for those people who watch it. Not that I've ever watched any of that at all. So daisy bushes, if we take it into consideration, specifically Agaranthums, need to be grown in a full sun environment. They make exceptionally good pot plants, in containers large or small, and can be trimmed and kept to size depending on exactly how big you want it to get. They do, however, have what I would like to refer to as a sort of a limited lifespan in terms of the time that they look good, about 6 to 7 years, and then you'll find that your Agaranthums start getting very woody, and the best thing to do is replace them with new ones, or certainly take them out of their pots and plant them in a spacious area in the garden that they can flush out again. But because you need to prune them back on a regular basis, they tend to get a little bit woody, and that's not necessarily the look that you want. You want something with nice, fresh foliage and lots of flower buds. And with that, all your Agaranthums need to be deadheaded. The moment you see those flowers start, the flower petals start curling up and receding, it's the time to just go out with your secateurs, and sometimes you can even just pop them off with your fingers and take off those flower heads, because you don't want the plant to try and set seed. It means then it's going to be putting all its energy into seed production instead of producing more flowers. So that's quite important as far as that's concerned. And the more you deadhead, the more flower buds are just going to come back. And obviously, together with this, it's very important to remember that continuous feeding of the plant, because they're heavy flowers, flowering shrubs, they need continuous feeding to keep them in that mode, that they don't simply run out of steam. So they need those nutrients to keep on going right throughout the year. And that's the beauty of them, like I said right in the beginning. They get flushes up to 6-7 times a year, which means that you'll virtually always have flowers in the garden which are being produced from them. Also, if you strangely enough, they like they're the one shrub in the garden here in Cape Town which tends to attract chameleons, possibly because there's so many insects around which are attracted by the flowers, and so they, you just be careful when pruning them that you don't get hold of any small little chameleons which might be nesting in that plant itself. So also known as marguerites or Paris daisies, very easy to find in your garden center this time of the year. Look out for the Madeira range of Agaranthums, because they are they've got slightly smaller flowers, but they've got double colors in them, so sort of cerise pinks with a little bit of yellow in them, double white, interesting range of daisies to look out for. Just remember the golden rule. Keep them moist at all times, and they do tend to wilt a lot if they're getting too much heat or alternatively not enough water. But full sun environment is what you need to find for them in the garden. So there we have it, the plant of choice this morning, our marguerites or our daisies, and easy to grow, really, really easy. But for a splash of color at this time of the year, you certainly can't do better.